All right, my name is Shannon Walsh, and if any of you women have ever dreamed of being swept off your feet on top of the Empire State Building by a man who romantically kisses you, I'm about to change your mind. When I was in middle school and early high school, I was the most unattractive person, like, probably in this county. I had a huge gap in between my teeth, and I had a unibrow, and I wore my hair really tight, and I had pants that ended, like, half a foot above my ankle. I was a really intense gymnast, so I had really big muscles, and my name is Shannon, and people called me Manon. So, needless to say, I didn't have a lot of luck with the boys. I had really intense crushes, but nothing ever happened with them. So when I reached my junior year of high school, I had a little more success. No boyfriend or anything, but I had a kiss here and there and stuff like that. And so I got accepted early decision to NYU, where I was going to be an acting major. And I had a friend, Max, who did Staples Players with me. And he said, "Oh, Shannon, I know this kid Jeremy who was accepted early decision to NYU as well, and he's going to be acting with you, so if you meet him, stay away." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "He's weird. He's creepy, and just stay away." I said, "Okay." So it's my first day at NYU, and I'm sitting in one of the big lectures, and I feel a tap on my shoulder. And I turn around, and there's this really good-looking guy who's, like, tan and tall, and he has bright green eyes and dark hair. He's like, "Are you Shannon?" And I'm like, "Yes, I am." It was Jeremy! Yes, yeah, so Jeremy, you know, did his little boy thing, got my phone number. We were texting, and he said, "Hey, I want to take you out to dessert. Let's go get dessert on Friday. We'll go to Max Brenner's," which, if any of you know what it is, it's basically a restaurant that gives you only dessert. Just a menu of awesome food. So he picks me up, and this is Friday, and we go, we walk, we didn't really know each other that well. So we sit down, and I'm like, this is fine. He's pretty normal. He's good looking, so. And so the waiter comes over, and he says, "Well, what would you like?" And Jeremy just starts ordering four different things, and I hadn't even looked at the menu. So he orders these four things, and I was like, okay, I guess he's embracing his masculinity and ordering for a girl, whatever. So he goes away, and then he looks at me. There's like a really long pause, and he just looks at me all like inspectory, and he goes, "Do a monologue." What? You want me to do a monologue? We're sitting in the middle of a tiny restaurant. There's people all around us. He goes, no. Do it. I go, "No, Jeremy." So he's sitting there, and he's getting all serious. I don't know what's going on. But then the waiter comes over, bringing me all this food, and Jeremy goes, "Eat it." And I go, "Well, yeah, why don't we start with this dessert?" He goes, no, it's all for you. I'm not going to have any. "You ordered four different things and you're not going to eat anything?" No. I don't really eat carbs, so it's up for you. Stay away from actors, please. No offense to any of you. So then it gets worse. So I'm halfway through my death by chocolate, which is accompanied with a chocolate milkshake, huge chocolate chip cookies, and a fondue, which, okay, was good, but I couldn't do it by myself. And Jeremy gets silent, and he gets all inspectory again, and he goes, "Hey, look at that girl." And he gets up and starts doing a Scottish monologue in front of the restaurant, walking through the tables, acting this monologue, goes up to our waiter, says, "Yeah, that girl." I don't know what's going on. He tries to get his phone out and gets the waiter to take a picture of us. And my mind is blown right now, and I'm eating my chocolate, and I go, "Oh, shit, chocolate is an aphrodisiac." So, God, Jeremy comes back to the table. I compliment him on his monologue, because I didn't know what else to do. I still wasn't going to do a monologue. And he goes, "Hey, I want to take you uptown." I go, "Oh, God." So I'm trying to get out of this, texting people desperately to try and find a way out of this, but no one's helping me. So we walk uptown, and he takes me to the Empire State Building. So we get to the top of the Empire State Building, and he keeps doing this thing where I'll be, like, looking very far in, like, in the other direction of him, and he just puts his hands around me while I'm here and just keeps trying to, like, say things where he can get his face closer to mine, but I'm just not having it, and I'm ducking under his arms and everything. And my friend and I have a, an SOS signal, and she's my best friend. She lives in Chicago. So I send her SOS. She calls me, and she pretends to be a really drunk girl from NYU who needed my help really badly. So I tell Jeremy, oh my God, one of my friends is like puking all over the place. I gotta get out. So I find a way to escape. It took a really long time because it's a tall building. And I go and I leave, and basically Jeremy and I texted a little bit, and I told him, hey, I don't think this is a relationship for me. And the police should have come. And I don't think this is for me. I ended up starting to see a guy later who was Jeremy's best friend. They don't talk. They didn't talk for the rest of the year. And I'm glad to say he's not an actor. And I do not plan on dating an actor. And nor should you.